Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we've got a continuing chance for lingering snow showers at a high around the mid-30s. Burlington, still some flurries and 26 degrees. Light snow continuing in Kenosha, where it's 27. In Milwaukee, light snow 27 and 27 with light snow also in Racine. A busy morning for Southeast Wisconsin law enforcement responding to accidents, and that continues to this hour, though it's not as bad as it was earlier. The roads got treacherous in some areas due to the Sunday mixed precipitation. Then overnight, you had sub-freezing temperatures, and that was followed this morning by light snow as daybreak approached and then continued. One of the attention getters was a multi-vehicle crash atop I-94 over the Highway 20 area in Racine County. All three northbound lanes were closed down, leading to detours at the 20 off-ramp. Access was back onto the I at the 20 on-ramp. The State Patrol indicated the site was cleared by about 6 this morning. As for the other accidents, those have included jackknife semis, vehicles sliding into other vehicles, into other ditches, into fixed objects, rollovers, things like that. No significant injuries, fortunately, reported thus far, but law enforcement is continuing to urge careful driving, even some extra travel time and proper braking distance, not to mention ease up on the gas pedal. City of Racine is getting some financial help from the state through a financial assistance agreement resolution for a safe drinking water loan. It's toward lead pipe changeouts. It's one of the many agenda items on tonight's 7 o'clock meeting of the Common Council. Water Utility General Manager Keith Haas indicating to the Finance Committee this is a $1.4 million loan. The application was actually made last year, a forgivable loan, he said, meaning no principal or interest payments. Now, the utility's actually been replacing hundreds of lead pipes in parts of the city for some 20 years. That's where Public Works has been doing projects. But he says there's a lot more that needs to be done. This grant will cover only some of it, and that has prompted a bit of a lottery system.
So this year what we did was we put all those addresses into an Excel spreadsheet where we've already removed them, probably 1,000 addresses. We have enough money to do 400. So through a random number generator, we generated randomly people that would be eligible for this lottery, you might say. We then sent out 400 letters to lottery winners announcing that they had won the lottery and that they were entitled to a $3,000 grant to do a lead service replacement in their front yard if they so choose.
He said those approached by a letter from the city from the lottery set up about the changing of the pipes would get that $3,000, and a number of people took up the offer.
If someone has one that costs more than that, they might have to contribute their own funding for that above $3,000. And $3,000 is probably the lowest. We were using $2,500, and in other cities they were paying $7,500, and the state said, how can you get this done for $2,500 in Racine, Wisconsin, when other people are charging $5,000? And we said, well, we're kind of doing what the market will bear. So based on that, and the contractor saying that it was getting to be not in their best interest to continue this program, we bumped it up by $500.
Haas indicating there has been a really good response from the property owners affected by this with the letters that went out, and so that continues. Village of Caledonia's got about 2.6 miles of sidewalk that needs some attention, the terms of their condition, that is. The Public Works Committee talked about that recently with the village's attorney, Elaine Ekus, mentioning concerns for liability with the sidewalks on rights-of-way. Right now, the ordinance calls for adjacent property owners to maintain the sidewalks. Ekus pointed out the city of Racine changed a long-standing similar policy and started picking up the cost.
The city of Racine went to that process in 2016, and so far that seems to be working okay with them. That's still a new process for them, but they were running into a lot of backlash on their prior enforcement methods on getting those sidewalks replaced. And like I said, it's not a huge issue for the village, but nonetheless, you have an ordinance on the books that should be enforced to limit your liability for the replacement of sidewalks.
Trustee Jay Benkowski told Ekus and the committee he liked the availability of alternative repair methods, such as in the city of Racine now allowing, as well as in Mount Pleasant and Kenosha. The Public Works panel did support revising the language to the sidewalk ordinance based on the provision that's in Kenosha and sending it on to the Legislative and Licensing Committee for review. Sunday in Racine, a couple of garage fires, the first at 4136 Monterey Drive. First crews on scene said there was smoke and flames coming from that detached building. The fire was put out fairly quickly, not before it caused, however, about $25,000 damage. How it began, still under investigation, but nobody got hurt. And the second fire was at 3401 Republic Avenue. That garage and a storage shed right next to it were involved. First crews on scene said there was heavy dark smoke from that detached garage. They had that fire knocked down in short order as well. The damage estimate, $45,000. Again, nobody hurt. A news release pointing out the cause related to welding and an ATV in a storage shed. And it's a new phone call scam that appears to be making the rounds all over the country now, and Wisconsin officials are saying it's just a matter of time before the complaints start to come in here. It works like this. The call recipient with caller ID sees their own phone number on the display. They answer it. The caller says they're from the phone company and that the account for that number has been hacked. The scammer then seeks to verify key information like the telephone account number and social security number of the person answering. Some of the other familiar scams are still out there making the rounds in southeast Wisconsin. The one about failing to report for jury duty and having to pay a fine, that got mentioned just last week in the Racine area. In Burlington, the area school district board scheduled to meet tonight to interview candidates. That'll be at 6:30, and there's a vacancy on the board. The person chosen to be sworn in either with other new elected official board members on April the 23rd. This appointee will also be serving on the school board until the next election cycle. Those who were interested in the position had between April 10th and 13th to submit their personal information. Tonight is also the meeting of the Racine Common Council for the final time with the current term. It is also the last for Alderman Dennis Weiser, who was upset in the April 3rd election. Weiser's departure going to be recognized during that 7 o'clock meeting, but a little bit different than in the past in terms of aldermen who are leaving these positions. The difference here is that Weiser's tenure has included time as the interim mayor, not to mention extended time as council president. He is still a member of the Racine Unified School Board. Also at tonight's Racine Council meeting, you got communications from Mayor Corey Mason going to the Finance Committee. One proposes to consolidate the Traffic Commission with Transit and Parking. Another to merge the Board of Cemetery Commissioners and Golf Course Liaison Committee with the Park and Rec Board. Another adds two members to the Affirmative Action Human Rights Commission. That's his request. And another would be dissolving the long inactive Ad Hoc Cannon Committee. The council tonight at 7 o'clock also expected to approve a contract that would remove trees and brush from the Lake Michigan Bluff area north of the zoo. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper told the Finance Committee recently this was actually a project targeted for last year, but they got no bids. She says it's a supplement to the work that needs to be done at the direction of the city forester.
Our forestry department is extremely busy. I know they've been upstaffed, but with the ash tree, I want to almost say the word crisis at this point in time. We have a significant amount of trees that need to come down that have become unsafe. So we are trying to outsource and supplement the arborist staff with outsourcing of some of these projects. Funds available in the account numbers as outlined.
Park and Rec Director Tom Mulbeck pointing out that the slope itself factors into the work better off with a company that is familiar with such conditions. In addition, there's a contract for almost $84,000 for ash tree removal, that contract with Drop Right Tree and Landscaping. In Kenosha, the former Heritage House and Elks Club building in downtown is still being transformed into a boutique hotel by Gorman & Company, but you can see the work that is transpiring. This morning, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish is scheduled to join Mayor John Antaramian and the company's Wisconsin Marketing Director Ted Matcom for a little ceremony that would announce the significant state grant that's coming in to help support that project, $250,000, a community development investment grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Matcom is also supposed to be providing an update on the status of the project, which is called the Stella. It's a conditional use permit request by an Illinois-based company called Water Integrated Treatment Systems. It's for a proposed waste facility in Kenosha's Industrial Park. It's one of the agenda items with tonight's 7 o'clock City Council meeting, along with what WRJN's Janet Hoff tells us is the safe use of social media and whether that request goes forward.
The Kenosha Plan Commission recommended support for the waste treatment project at their last meeting, though Alderman John Fox sought deferral and then voted against the proposal. The company has requested the council delay action so it can make a presentation to the Plan Commission at their Thursday afternoon meeting. Water Integrated Treatment Systems proposes an operation that treats water, containing mainly oils, prior to discharge into the city sewer system. Kenosha Aldermen tonight will also consider the final report of the Social Media Commission and whether the city should have a social media presence. Recommendations include reconstituting the panel with the same members to continue investigating the issue. Janet Hoff, WRGN News.
School-related traffic issues scheduled to be discussed at the Racine Traffic Commission meeting, which begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon on the third floor of City Hall. It's a gathering considered for several weeks now, finally going to get all the needed participants able to attend at the same time. Traffic and parking issues around schools, those have been documented for decades. And the Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee is set to meet at 6 o'clock tonight at the Isgrove Office Complex in the auditorium. Among the items on the agenda, an amendment to the site plan for 14003 Leitzburg Road in the town of Yorkville for Prosser RV to have up to 275 vehicles for sales and service and storage, and a site plan review for Sharon and Dennis Smolensky with Dover Farms at 27435 Highway 20 in the town of Dover. Their request is to hold a one-day, one-time horse racing event at their stables. The proposal says there would be 10 separate races with 3 horses in each race. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.